sky. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we are going to do a short and quick video. I have a really long, productive day, though. But enough of that. I want to thank you all for being back for another episode of Married with Benefits, the VCAS podcast, where we talk about everything that's going on in our intimate parts of the life. Everything doesn't always have to be directly associated with the lifestyle, but that's kind of what we get back to. Little housekeeping, we do this for fun. We're not professionals. We just simply give our opinions, some of our experiences, and we like to talk with everyone else in regards to that. So if you are here during the live, do me a favor and drop your comments below. If you're watching the replay, go ahead and do the same thing. That way we can ask some questions you may have, and we get ideas from them. If you're listening to this straight on the podcast, you can also just go ahead and send us a message. Or if you'd like to send it to us directly, you can get us on our social medias. We have all of those the same with our mwb4life@gmail.com, forulife.com, right? So I want to talk about expectations. We were talking about something like this earlier in our other groups, and, you know, it's so funny sometimes when you hear people talk about what they expect versus what happens when they maybe hit a lifestyle club or they get maybe first experience with it. And I thought about some fun things like that. I'm going to show you something here in just one sec. Let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, I'll show you this first. All right. So this is what expectations usually are, mostly from men when they get a situation that maybe involves a male-female-female type of situation, a threesome, right? So this is what it usually think it looks like, right? That's probably what most people expect. Give the thumbs up. Everything went great, and we're just looking, and everybody's so happy with that. And most men, they think this is how women react when the situation comes, right? So they, most men, they see this. Hey, let me show you this. And they expect them to be shocked and awe from that, right? And that leads me into what I want to talk about. Gentlemen, we love with the educational part of this, and this translates to life, but also directly in a lifestyle. And ladies, if you are watching this, please correct me if I'm incorrect. Drop some comments down there and let me know. But are you not tired of the unsolicited dick pics? Guys, I can pretty much assure you that they have seen shape sizes in every which way, and you sending a dick pic is not, I repeat, not making a lady jump up out of her seat saying, oh my goodness, I want to go sit on that, right? I don't, they've seen them all. You know, maybe tantalize their mind a little bit more, even in lifestyle. I know it's intimacy, sexually oriented, but they still want to be kind of seduced a little bit, right? Give me some thumbs up out there, some likes, some hearts if you agree with that. And again, if you maybe have something else you'd like to add, jump on with me as well for an interview portion of this, or even just throw something in the comments. But guys, take some time. If you're a single male, especially if in this lifestyle, you'll want it, but you know they still want to be wined and kind of dined a little bit. All right, so expectations. Don't expect just because you think you have a big dick or just because you're packing, whatever, that women are going to automatically come and want to jump on you and so forth, right? Last thing, I saw this when we were discussing this, and it's a term, and it kind of got me thinking about that. Let's bring that up. So, and I had to look it up to make sure I got the pronunciation correct. Chorophilia, right? People with chorophilia, known as chlorophiles, okay, become erotically fixated on the legs of people they find attractive. They may also be drawn to specific items of clothing for this part of the body, such as nylon leggings, thigh-high boots, or short shorts, right? So, you know, I know that when those things, when my wife wears like leggings or boots like that, it accentuates her body parts that I love, and it is actually an extreme turn on. I do find that, I don't know if I'm a chlorophile, but I know I love seeing ladies in leggings and those body suits. That's another thing I love too. So, but I just wanted to again get on really quick and talk about a couple of those things. You know what? Last thing, and I noticed too, and one of the reasons why I'm bringing this up is because it seems like there's a lack of, I don't want to say training or just knowledge. I think it's common sense, but you know what's common isn't common to everyone. But we get messages, and I was going to put this on here, and I should have, but we get messages from guys, and mostly, and it's usually just a one-word kind of response, you know, on any of the platforms we're on. And there's nothing enticing about that. You know, they'll say, "Candy, a dick pic," and they'll go, "Hi, you want some?" Like, that's, you think she's jumping for that? Because you use three words, can you form a sentence? You know, can you conjugate a verb? But use a little bit more than what you think as a gift or something, right? Or even if we respond, then it feels like we're pulling teeth to get someone to talk. You know, and we have to, we'll ask you a question and you respond with a one word answer, or, you know, just a two or three word answer. That's very disappointing. So, but I wanted to just jump on and talk about a few of those things. Definitely, we're going to be working to bring us some guests on in the future, so keep an eye out for that. Once again, if you have any comments, whether you're watching it live or the replay, drop them down there. And if you're just listening to the podcast directly, send us an email on any of our streaming platforms, or our email is mwb4life@gmail.com, mwb4life@gmail.com. We're looking extremely forward to it. And thank you once again for all of the listeners and everyone who's coming out there. I put a post up a couple of days ago, whatever. We've reached over 10,000 subscribers. So that's like a goal. And we're really excited about that. Thank you once again for tuning in to Married with Benefits. We are looking to increase our productivity. But until then, and until we swing again, you guys enjoy your time.